But the lady came back to the window. She was very happy. She goes like, "You have a wonderful record." I went, "Well, thank you."
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I've tried to go my whole life without doing crime.
Right?
So well, good to know we're safe. Working
yeah.
With
thank you.
You.
Yeah, you're safe around me. I'm not a felon.
We were going to check, but now we don't have to.
Not a felon. I may have to get a T-shirt that says that. The new baby showers trend, it's grandparents' showers, grandma showers.
Grandma gets a gift because
yes.
She's a
daughter
grandma.
Is having a baby?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of people saying it's heartwarming and wonderful. A lot of people say it's narcissistic and kind of a waste of time and just makes you want to buy another gift.
Yeah.
I just think it's a grab at the attention that the mom should have.
Yeah.
Not right. The grandma.
Especially yeah. If it's the mother-in-law of the daughter,
right.
that's kind of like...
Even more so, yes.
What are we doing here? I will admit, though, I told my mom about the story. She was like, "Me, I want one." And uh-huh. I even told you guys yesterday, like, my mom would totally be the one that would capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think she would have, like, a shower. I think she would just, like, do happy hour with her friends or something.
Yeah, a celebration, sure.
Yeah.
But having a gift exchange.
No, she would. No, absolutely yeah. not. But mm. we had a lot of comments on Facebook about it.
Yeah, Sharon said, yes, no explanation needed. On a side note, only the grandmas would be invited to the grandma shower.
Oh, I like that.
So
Pitches
she was
two.
Basically, yeah, exactly. Or I guess if you have a grandchild, like, you know, you could also come,
oh,
like a friend.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they want to get together, fine.
Yeah.
I would say don't extend that to anybody else.
Yeah.
The rest of the
don't
family.
Send out invitations and everything.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm. Have your own, like, little private thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it steals kind of attention away from the mom and dad to be. And
right.
It seems like that's kind of the sentiment of a lot of the comments, too, on our post.
Yeah, Felicia said, you know, unless they're the ones giving birth, getting up at night for meals and diaper changes, going to all the doctor's appointments and raising them, they need to sit down. It's mama's turn.
You yeah. tell them, Felicia. Yeah.
Three things you want to know this morning. Okay, this is kind of a public service. As I mentioned, a new survey shows that the average American only gets about 20 minutes of me time every day. A little time to themselves, 20 minutes. But
all?
You can get more. All you have to do is say things that'll clear the room. Like, does this look infected? Will someone help me move? How about a video of my child's violin recital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to Joe Rogan. See, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You'll have the whole room to yourself. There you go. You're welcome.
There was a huge fire in the parking garage between the Renaissance Hotel and the downtown library.
Yeah.
That parking garage is closed because of the massive fire and explosions. Here's WSMV Channel 4's coverage of just a little bit of what happened there.
Wow.
Investigators believe the fire started on the third story of that parking garage. The third through sixth floors are affected, and there were several cars inside that garage. Multiple cars were burned and destroyed in the flames.
Wow.
They said there was explosions as the floors collapsed down onto the floors below them.
Crushing the cars.
Oh, the explosions
man.
With the sound of, like, tires popping
and cars
getting crushed.
Wow.
And there's usually a lot of cars there.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people use that parking garage.
In the middle of the night, so that was great because nobody was hurt, as
yeah.
far as we know.
No fatalities.
Right.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yipes.
But a whole lot of cars, they had to evacuate the Renaissance Hotel. And, yeah, just a massive thing downtown.
That's scary. Bad news for vegans. Diet Pepsi turns out to not be vegan.
No.
Yeah.
It's got meat in it?
Yeah,
I held it to
something.
Such a high standard.
Yeah. It's vegetarian, but there's something in it, which they will not disclose, that makes it not vegan friendly.
Is it beef tallow? That's in everything.
Oh yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be vegetarian.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
True. All right. So
you hit me with logic. I wasn't thinking.
I know. Sorry, but Pepsi is vegan. Pepsi Max and all the other Pepsi products are, except for Diet Pepsi. So
I really want to know what's in it. Now.
Me too, but I mean, they won't disclose.
Yeah. You're tricky, and they say, "What's in this?" We won't tell you.
I know most. There's some other non-vegan soft drinks like Lilt and Lilt Zero. Sun-Kissed and Monster coffee flavored energy drinks. Those contain like gelatin, and then Monster coffee contains some milk. But
yeah,
you know, gelatin makes sense, but I don't know what's in it.
Gosh, can't we just have a diet soda without a little cow in it? Please. That's all we
just
ask.
Just give me enough drinks to make my eyes vibrate. That's all I need. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost? Okay.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
So we love us some Jelly Roll, and one of the coolest things happened just a couple of nights ago at the Grand Ole Opry. Jelly Roll came out, and he was already, you know, on stage, and he was talking about the awful shooting earlier this year at Antioch High School.
Right.
And he wanted to remind everybody about something really cool that happened, a show of support from Ruby Major Elementary.
Some children at Ruby Elementary School right here in Nashville in Hermitage, Tennessee, about 16 minutes down the street, had a genius music teacher named Mr. K, who has been teaching these beautiful souls that music is powerful and that music can help people in really dark moments in their lives. But these kids, they sung a song of mine called I'm Not Okay. And they sent it to the high schoolers because they said maybe the big kids need the little kids to inspire them right now.
Oh.
Yeah, so the school did. They sent this great message to the older students. And then he did the coolest things. He had all the kids from Ruby Major that sang on that video out on the Grand Ole Opry stage to sing
wow.
it live.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's all just about coming together through the power of music in Music City.
That is so cool.
Especially when somebody needs it, and then Jelly Roll just shining a spotlight on it.
Absolutely.
Which is
all the
better.
Can't help but love him.
Nope.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
This is Woody, and if you're not familiar, last couple of weeks or a couple of weeks ago, I had a pretty bad car accident.
Yeah.
And the airbags went off. I got taken to the ER and everything. And my car was totaled. While I was in the ER, I realized, you know, a police officer shows up, mm-hmm. one of the Murfreesboro police officers, and gives me a receipt saying, well, we took your gun out of the car.
Oh.
And I realized, a gun? Oh, that's right. My father had like an antique old gun that I just kept in a bag with some like little bullets and stuff.
Because
I would go to the shooting range every once in a while and just try it out and have fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't think you could even hurt anybody with it if you really tried to. But I said, okay, we're going to give you a receipt for it. And when you're fine, you can go and pick it up at the police station.
Okay.
So I did that yesterday. So first I go to the wrong place. I go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. No.
Oh.
You got to go to the Murfreesboro Police Office.
Okay.
So I went in there, and they said, well, no, you can't come right in here. You have to go down to the secret dungeon where we keep
They have a little dungeon
like
vault.
The
they didn't call it a dungeon, but that's the vibe I got.
Sure.
You had to go down this big ramp, and then you have to be buzzed in, and obviously there's bulletproof glass and everything all around you. And
sure.
I'm talking to a nice lady through a window to a little crack in the bottom and saying, like, yeah, I'm here to pick up my gun. And goes, okay, we need the information. I have to contact the officer who confiscated your gun and see if it's okay to give it back to you. I went, okay. So I fill out a couple things. I sit and wait. And they go, okay, now we have to do a background check on you.
Oh, my
God. And so I had to fill some other stuff on. And it's like, it's almost like, it's like a BB gun. So it's like, I'm not going to hurt anybody with it.
Sounds like it was harder to get it back than it was to get it in the first place.
Yeah.
But the lady came back to the window. She was very happy. Goes like, you have a wonderful record. I went, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I've tried to go my whole life without doing crime.
Right? I mean, there was nothing on there that they threatened you with in like grammar school. Like, hey, this is going to go on your permanent record.
Right.
And, you know, later on in your life, you're like, it says here you were shooting spitballs in Mrs. Arthur's class.
That's right.
I don't know if we can give your gun back to you.
So they bring back out the gun, and it's in a nice box and everything with the holster and everything. And then there's a little, they counted the bullets.
Oh, man.
And the hardest thing is I got home and I opened up the box and it had like zip ties holding the gun in place. And it was like trying to take a Barbie doll out of a package when you're.
Oh, yes. That's the worst.
I need scissors to go.
There is nothing stronger than the things that hold a kid's toy to the cardboard.
So true.
So good news, I have a wonderful track record.
Oh, that's great. So well, good to know we're safe.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you're safe around me. I'm not a felon.
We were going to check, but now we don't have to.
Not a felon. I may have to get a t-shirt that says that. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us for remodeling. We are ready to play with our contestants. For the ladies in the audience, we have Mary in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Mary.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. For the guys, we have Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, good morning. Okay. Good morning.
Welcome. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Jose, which band or artist, dead or alive, would play for your funeral?
Probably, I would say Shinedown.
Oh,
Shinedown. Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
Nice.
What about you, Mary?
I would say the Beatles. Because the even Beatles. If people didn't want to come to my funeral, they would come to see the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Just looking for a good draw.
Yeah. Just have to resurrect them.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's start with a multiple choice.
Okay, Mary, is chin music, is that a slang term you hear at a basketball, baseball, or hockey game?
Chin, like the chin on your face?
Yes, that kind of chin.
Hockey, I don't know.
No.
Is it basketball?
No, it's baseball.
Yeah. Oh. Where the ball goes really
close. Yeah, right close,
close
to your chin. Yeah.
Almost hitting the
Where
guy.
The pitcher almost hits you in the head.
All right.
Yeah. It's a weird little thing.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay, Jose. In the movie Mary Poppins Returns, was Mary Poppins played by Emma Stone, Margot Robbie, or Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Good job.
Okay, good job.
Jose is on top, 1-0.
Okay, Mary, bounce back with this one. Some beer drinkers love an IPA. What does IPA stand for?
International Pale Ale or something.
Oh, so close.
That was close.
It's India Pale Ale.
Would have accepted. Bitter and terrible.
Yes, right. It smells like
personal commentary there.
Hey, Jose, if you're making hospital corners, you're most likely doing what?
Folding the corners of the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are making a bed.
That's
Woo!
Right.
Wow.
That
good
puts
job,
you up
Jose.
2-0. There's no way Mary can come back. Jose has settled this thing and nothing flat.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Well done.
Woo. Congrats, Jose.
Aw, that's so nice. I love it.
Thank you.
So we've got several prizes for you because we upped the ante this morning.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Yeah, so we have the Pogo Pass, which is a pass that provides you access to different places like the zoo, sports games, different attractions around Nashville. You can also win a pair of Rod Stewart tickets or Toto tickets. So we've got different options. I'll
talk to you
right after this.
That's cool.
Yep.
There you go. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3 FM.
My daughter and her husband are going to be helicopter parents when they start a family.
When they have children, yes.
Yeah, they're on vacation, and we agree to watch the cats, so we go in and feed them. And so we've been going over there, you know, giving their food, and then we'd leave, you know, they're cats.
Cats are pretty much self-sufficient. Yeah.
They got each other. They're like prison inmates. so they've only been gone a few days, but we've already got a few messages from Nathan, my son-in-law, basically saying they've got a little camera shaped like a cat that he can check remotely on the internet.
Yeah, kind of like the Furbo camera.
Right.
You know.
And he sent a message after I went over and fed the cats. He sent a message saying, are the cats okay? Because Momo, one of the cats, he looked into the camera and he looked kind of hungry. And I was wondering if he got food.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Which is funny. Like, even if you didn't stop by, one day's not going to kill him.
Yeah, right. And cats always look like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? It's like dogs are saying, you know, they always want to eat. They always want to look hungry.
Right. You can feed them. 1 second later, they can look at you. You haven't fed me in weeks.
Yeah.
Why? So, yeah. But even my daughter, she messages. She's like, just like bear with him. He's going to be a really tough helicopter parent someday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, talk about like what a sucker for the look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, funny. I have a cat, Moira Rose, and she'll look like that all the time. You can, you know, just put the food down and she eats it, and then she comes back to you going, yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm starving.
But what have you done for me lately?
Man, Lord help your son-in-law if he has a girl.
Oh, gosh,
Because
it's going to be, he'll never be able to say no.
No.
Yeah. No. So yeah,
he'll be a great parent.
Yeah,
but he'll perhaps care too much.
Oh, she'll have, you know, when it comes to baby daughters, yeah, there's no spine.
And yeah. I, from like experience of having like nieces and nephews and stuff, it's as though you're like the parents don't think that you've ever parented before.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, okay, well, you have to do this. Make sure they do this. Da-da-da. And my parents are like, we raised 3 kids. We got it.
Guess
right,
what?
Right.
They all lived.
Right.
Yes, yeah. They're all okay, despite what you guys say. Like, they're fine.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone Studios. Thanks for tuning in. All right, Alex, what's happening in the news today? No.
What else we got?
Put
that aside.
Went to the movies yesterday. It was kind of funny. We were talking all morning about Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
And how there was a whole thing with a guy, an adult man went by himself to see the movie.
And a woman on Reddit. And, yeah, so that, like, he's a creeper.
So, no, he was just seeing the movie. And after all that talk, my girlfriend Melissa said, hey, let's go see Lilo and Stitch. You haven't seen it yet. So we went to a 2 o'clock matinee at the Premier Six in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
And we went in there, and it was like, you know, usually midday, you know, matinees are pretty sparsely attended. So I walked in, and there was just another group in there. And I walked in, and it was my daughter-in-law and my grandkids.
Oh, man.
And we had no idea. It was just a coincidence. So we happened to come to the same theater at the same time to see it.
On wow, a random
weekday no
afternoon.
Yeah, and so we had the whole theater to ourselves.
Oh, I love that.
It was great. And the kids had seen the movie before, so they were kind of wilding and running around the whole time. They had stuffed Stitches with them and like throwing them up in the air in front
you
of the screen
have to
worry and
about
stuff.
Anybody yeah, else
yeah,
being
about
bothered.
Bothering anybody else. I said, lie. It's like we rented out the theater like we were the Kardashians or something.
that's pretty awesome.
That is so cool.
And did you love it?
I loved the movie. And
I
as
loved it.
Usually with any Disney movie, I cry. But yeah, when we thought something bad was going to happen to Stitch, yeah, I bawled my eyes out.
Oh. And that little girl who plays Lilo,
she's so good.
She's fantastic.
She is so good.
I've seen some interviews of her in real life, and she was very well raised. Like, she's very poised.
Yeah.
She's like, it's she speaks better than I'm speaking right now. It's
no,
crazy.
Lilo's character is supposed to be 6 or so. So how old is this girl really, I wonder?
I think I've heard about 8.
Yeah,
she's a little older.
But really, really good.
Oh,
and this is
very
her,
well spoken.
Her first acting role.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
She decides to start acting and lands Lilo.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
So highly recommend. Don't look at the news. Go to the movies.
That's right. And if you can, find one that's, you know, all to yourself.
That's right.
So you can run around, dance, and throw animals, stuffed animals in the air.
Now, there's always something new to worry about. And, Jim, you have the latest.
Yeah. They're called Asian needle ants, and they're in 17 states, including Tennessee.
Great.
So they're really tiny.
Yeah.
Like less than a quarter of an inch long, and they have little needles that have a venom on them that are a little bit of a danger to people who like are already very susceptible to allergic reactions from like bee stings.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
A lot of people are like really, really allergic.
Yeah.
Yes. So for them, you know, it could be fatal. They say if you see them that you can, you know, call someone. They don't tell you who. But they can lay out baits and traps, and they can try to get rid of them for you.
Oh,
but
man.
I guess that's the latest thing.
Needle ants.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're always somebody has to come in and fill the void because we just got word that the murder hornets have been eradicated. That where one steps out, a new one must step in.
Yeah, I think we got through murder hornets. I believe monkeypox is a thing of the past now. So, yeah, we have to have something new.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, like,
needle ants.
We can't have a void where there's, you know, nightmare fuel.
It's terrifying, though, because they are said to be so small. So how are we supposed to avoid them? If they're so small, we probably can't even see them.
I know.
Them
yeah.
Yeah, they said they're really good at hiding. So they're also ninjas.
Great. We love to hear that.
If you think buying bottled water is a waste of money, you're really going to hate this.
Okay.
Super rich people in New York and Atlanta, places like that, instead of doing fine wine competitions, they're doing fine water competitions.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
I guess
privilege.
Some bottles of water are going for hundreds of dollars. I guess they had a competition in Atlanta that was judged by water sommeliers.
That's a thing. That is a thing.
Wow. Of course it is.
And one very expensive bottle of water was brought from, collected from mist, collected in a pine forest in Tasmania.
Oh, my God.
So you know it's good. And then just get it out of a freaking tap somewhere.
Right. Somewhere in Nebraska or something.
They did that on Vanderpump Rules.
Did they really?
One of the girls is sober, so she did like a water tasting instead of wine tasting.
Oh.
My God. Uh-huh. When you have too much money than sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Three things you want to know this morning. This is kind of a sad statistic from a YouGov survey where they figured out only 53% of people believe they can navigate without GPS.
Mm. Even those of us that, you know, went from paper maps.
Yeah.
I can see where you just lose the skill.
I know. Yeah. Well, cell phones have made it where we don't have to remember anybody's phone number anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I will say,
so now, yeah.
Tennessee roads are kind of confusing.
For sure.
And the interstate changes and stuff. So I definitely use Google Maps every single time I drive. But I know how to get around things I visit.
Yeah. Places in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could if I needed to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm not going to depend on it.
Right.
Turn right on Old Hickory Boulevard. Which one?
Which one?
There's nine of them.
Wait, it stops here and starts over there?
Yeah. It is confusing.
News Channel 5 caught up with the owners of Ed the Zebra, and they talked about when they found out that the zebra they just purchased for their 150-acre property had got out.
He said, I need to go see, there's a zebra that's escaped in Christiana, and I need to go see if it's ours. And I just kind of looked at him like, well, most likely, like, it's probably not someone else's, right?
Sure enough, it was Ed, and the escape triggered a week-long search for the zebra with several sightings, but catching the animal proved tricky.
I think it was so stressful for him and I both because I think our biggest fear was him being near the road and the interstate and someone getting hurt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out they did not tranquilize Ed when they did the, you know, big, you know, hauling him up in the net from a helicopter.
Oh, good.
An official, zebra wrangler.
Yeah. They were afraid that if he was tranquilized, he could still run into the road before it took effect.
Right.
They said they're going to rehome Ed, and there's two other zebras they got, females, that came with him. But they're going to try to find him a home in a zoo or wildlife refuge.
So Ed was running away from the female zebras. He wasn't just running away because he didn't like it there anymore.
Right.
He said, obviously, the female said something to him, and he
didn't like it.
He
peaced
out.
You're not going to boss me around.
Nope, I'm not sticking around.
I'm a fence jumper now.
Okay. Well, this week is Nashville's Burger Week. Have you guys ever participated in it?
I have. Okay. Well, at least gone out to at least one place during the week.
Yeah, same.
I love a good burger.
Yeah, so you can download the Burger Week app, and you can go to the participating restaurants. There's over 50 of them.
Wow.
You show them the app. You get an $8 specialty burger. Each spot has like a different, unique burger.
Cool.
And then you'll vote on them, and at the end of the week, they'll tally all those votes and see who won. But you can also enter to win a grand prize of like $500 in restaurant gift cards.
Nice.
So kind of worth it.
Yeah.
Gotta love us some burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about it. Tell us your favorite burger. What's the best burger we've missed out on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of really good choices around here.
What do we got going on the rest of the day, guys?
I have a doctor's appointment and then some meetings.
Yeah. I have a few errands to run. I'm hoping to maybe go out and do some car shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're still in your rental car after somebody totaled yours.
Yes, so.
Good luck. I hope you find the perfect car.
Yes. What will be my future ex car?
Right. What car will be destroyed by another motorist?
That's right.
Speaking of cars, that's on my agenda for tonight. I'm going to an early screening of the movie F1.
Ooh, cool.
F1 racing. It looks like it's
going
to be very, very
cool.
That
does look cool.
Yeah, starring Brad Pitt. So I'm not allowed to give a review until about a week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
So you must keep it to yourself.
It's embargoed, but it looks like it's going to be cool.
It does look like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very cool. Looking forward to it.
All right, y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.